Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is taken from the reading, Matthew chapter 24, beginning at verse 11 to verse 14. This text is a good description of the world without Christ. In this text, we can see that there are false prophets. We see this come true in the 20th century. There are so many different sects, so many different cults, and also the lawlessness will multiply. We see all kind of immorality being promoted in television, in movies, in the 20th century. And the third thing is that the love of many people will grow cold. This is the picture of a miserable world, a world without Christ, and a world that needs Christ. The first advent of Christ brought good news, brought salvation and hope to this world. We too, before we had Christ, we were miserable, like the description here. But Christ came. He came to bring us salvation. And here is a promise. Jesus said, by the time of his second advent, by the time he comes back again, this gospel of salvation will be brought to all nations. To Christians, this is both telling us our responsibility. Christians have responsibility to bring the gospel to people. God has not entrusted the gospel to angels. God has entrusted the gospel to Christians. We are to bring the gospel to the whole world. But yet, this statement of Jesus is not just our responsibility. It is also a promise of God. That is, even though there are all kinds of persecutions, even though there are all kinds of difficulties, or people joining the church who are not real Christians, who, like the Pope, has in many ways stopped the growth of the church. But yet, the promise of God is that the gospel will be preached to the whole world. This is the promise backed up by God. This is the promise signed by God. That is, before his second coming, the gospel will be preached to the whole world. The Holy Spirit will give us power. The Holy Spirit will accompany the Word of God wherever it is preached to convert people. In the last quarter, I went through the course Lutheran Church in America by Dr. Klein. It is a very beneficial course to me. In this course, I came to realize that the Lutheran Church in Missouri Synod is truly a unique historical phenomenon. It is the only church body in the United States and in the whole world that upholds confessionalism and orthodoxy. The more I read about the growth of the Missouri Synod, the more I thank God for that. In fact, personally, I came from a non-Lutheran background. At first, I did not appreciate the Lutheran doctrines at all. But the more I read deeper, the more I read different doctrinal books, the more I read the books that we have here in the seminary, the more I appreciate the Lutheran doctrine. But as I know more about the Lutheran Church, the sadder I feel sometimes. Because I see the problem here, describing the world, that is, love grows cold, also describes the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We have seen that in many churches, that they have not tried to love the people. They have not even paid much attention to the people visiting the church. They have not paid much attention to evangelism. They have not paid much attention to mission work. And the word of Jesus today is a word to us. Let us look at evangelism that many Christians do. In this century, we have seen many evangelism methods that allow people to bring the gospel to people in an impersonal way, in a way that they don't have to show love to people, in a way that they can finish the job in 5 to 10 minutes, and they think this is all I need to do. But when we look at Jesus, he didn't do evangelism like that. Jesus went about, he cared about the afflicted. He did not despise the harlot, he did not despise the blind. He can go to touch the leper. And then, when he came to absolve the people, when he announced the forgiveness to the people really accepted. It really makes sense to the people, because Jesus really cared about them. Jesus did not just go around asking people, have you come to a point in your spiritual life that you realize that you have eternal life? I'm not saying that this method is anything wrong, but I feel that people have abused the method so that they thought they can bring the gospel to people in an impersonal way. Nor did Jesus go around using just the four spiritual law, telling people you have sinned and you need forgiveness. No, Jesus did not do that. In many of the stories in our Gospels, like in his story to Nicodemus, to the Samaritan woman, to many of his apostles, which he called personally, we saw that Jesus really cared about individuals. We saw that Jesus preached the whole crowd of people, like Sermon on the Mount, but he never despised the personal way. He talked to people one by one. And sometimes he talked to people in a small group, such as his apostles. Sometimes John, Peter, and James, he talked to only 3 of them. Sometimes he talked to the 12. What did this say to us? What did the message of Jesus, how did evangelism say to us, Lutherans, in this sense? Firstly, I really like to impress each one of us here that from my background, I can come to see that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the giant that needs to be awakened. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod should be the church that is responsible for most of the work that brings the gospel to the whole world. Just as Jesus, he cared about all people. He cared about children and the old people. He cared about men and women. He cared about Jews, but also the Greeks, the Romans, the Samaritans. So we too, the Lutheran Church, we have the responsibility to care about all the people in the whole world, not just American, white, middle-class people. But we should care about all kinds of people, just as Jesus did. And then secondly, we should also use the method of evangelism as Jesus did. Jesus used preaching, but his preaching was personal. His preaching was never impersonal. He never preached against some general sin. He pinpointed the sin of people, such as when he said that when you see a woman and you have adulterous thought in your mind, you have already committed adultery. So Jesus preached about personal things. He cared about each individual. But also Jesus never despised an individual. And this is a message to us too. I feel that so many of us have just used the method of preaching but despising small groups or personal evangelism or counseling. Just as Jesus paid attention to both of these, we too should do the same. In a survey of some growing church, we found that most of these people who came to the church came because their friends asked him to come to the church. Because friends are more influenced than a stranger. Even though many churches have tried different methods of evangelism, but still, most churches grow faster through friends. Because friends can pay attention to the old, people pay attention to their own friends. People care about the friends, people follow up on the friends. And we see this happening in many churches And if we still would use the methods of small groups, personal evangelism, counseling, Sunday school, and all this, and convey love to these people, just as Jesus did, so these people would still bring the love to their friends. They say, we have a church that really loves people, and they would be able to bring their friends back. Evangelism is through the layman, not just through the pastor. And finally, I'd like to remind that this promise of Jesus, that the gospel will be preached to the whole world, is a sure promise. Nothing can stop it. And I believe that through the group of people here who have the doctrine of the scripture, who have the pure word, and who have the sacrament, this group of people here, we can change the whole world. Amen.